Next, the Czech Foreign Ministry this week began an extensive cost-cutting plan. It has closed down the country's embassy in Angola, its consulate in Montreal, and the cultural Czech center in the German city of Dresden. Later this year, the ministry is also planning to close more embassies in several other countries. Earlier, I spoke to Deputy Foreign Minister Hinek Kmoniček and asked him which embassies will be affected by the ministry's cuts.
Plan to close down at the end of September our embassy to Colombia in Bogota and also our consulate general in Sydney. With the same breath, I must say that the date was put to the end of September because of one fact. After the elections, we will have a full-fledged political new government. So it gives also the time for a new government to look again at the question and to confirm or cancel this solution.
How do you decide which embassy or consulate to close down? What are the criteria?
There is quite a number of criteria which will take probably 30 minutes to summon up, but basically we consider the financial aspects, the political aspects, the security aspects, the historical relation of that country, comparison with the other European Union countries in the area, if we can cover this relation from embassy of the Czech Republic, which is near or far away, how many accreditations are for this embassy. So these would be like the basic ones, but there will be probably like 45 more.
There have been some complaints about some of the steps. For instance, the opposition in Zimbabwe was reportedly unhappy about the planned decision to close down the embassy there because it served as a sort of beacon of support for human rights and humanitarian issues in that country. Do you take these issues into consideration as well when you're planning which embassies will close?
We do take these considerations very much into our considerations, and that's why the embassy in Harare was supposed to be closed, but we have not decided on the date yet. And even now, I didn't name it among the embassies which will be closed at the end of September. So it's for sure that the embassy will stay there till the end of the year. And if there is a new governmental decision based on the concerns you just mentioned, it can stay there even further.
The Foreign Ministry also decided to close down the Czech center in Dresden, Germany. Are you going to streamline the network of these cultural centers as well?
Yes. We plan to do that, but also we do that with the embassies, because even in the case of the embassies closed, it doesn't mean we vacate the place and basically just end up our activities with no replacement. What we try to do, and we already started, is to stay in the places where we, for example, had the embassy and the building state, to create there the form of the consulate general in the form of the Visegrad houses, where four Visegrad countries can join their financial and technical means together. And in that way, we can help to each other and with a very financially economical way to provide services and continue our presence there.
I was talking there to Deputy Foreign Minister Hinek Kmoniček. Will you be affected by the cost-cutting measures of the Czech Foreign Ministry? Let us know.